This is WLVR News. I'm Tyler Pratt. Just under 2 weeks ago, as protests were underway across the country following the death of George Floyd, a Lehigh Valley resident began posting on Facebook that he wanted to protest in the heart of Allentown. Justin Fields, a 36-year-old full-time worker, student, and father of two, said he thought only 10 people would show up. Instead, hundreds rallied and marched to City Hall demanding social justice. Fields is in the process of founding the Black Lives Matter chapter for the Lehigh Valley. And tomorrow, he will be speaking with Allentown's mayor and chief of police about increasing diversity in both the city and the police department and opening up police transparency. He's also calling on the city to reform use of force policies. I recently sat down with Fields to discuss his concerns, plans for action, and how the Black Lives Matter movement is growing in the Lehigh Valley.
With regards to Black Lives Matter out here in the Lehigh Valley, I don't believe that there is really, you know, a movement in a sense. I know the last time, like, you know, when there was Trayvon Martin and, you know, there were other murders and deaths, there was the Black Lives Matter slogan, but there wasn't really like a movement or an organization out here that was really rallying people together around it. There are local organizations out here, you know, such as NAACP and Promise Network that have been, you know, active in the community with activism and stuff like that, but they were kind of separate. There wasn't really a Black Lives Matter organization or movement until we kind of really came along and tried to really push it.
What are your concerns with the police department right now?
I would say my concern is that if there is any transparency or if these use of force procedures are in place right now, a concern of mine is that these aren't already made available or known to the public. I think a lot of times there's fear when, you know, we're ignorant of the information or not aware of or presented with that. My fear in a sense would be that we walk away from the table and the changes are not implemented, which is why we're really driving hard for it. It's great to rally. It's great to be out there and take pictures and join the protests. But then when we get behind closed doors and we have, you know, the meeting and the sit down and we actually present our tangible ideas, it's worrisome, you know, if we leave from the table without an assurance that these are going to get implemented.
What's your timeline?
We're looking for these to be immediate. That's the verbiage that we're using, 8 immediate steps for, you know, use of force policies, because these are policies that are currently in place right now. So we don't have time to wait for like another election cycle, time to wait for another follow-up meeting. We want these 8 immediate steps to be implemented within the next 1 to 2 weeks.
You have a community cultural initiative that you're working on to propose to the city. What's in it?
We are looking, one, to have a diversity committee, an oversight committee, not only within Human Resources Department, because there's one currently, but it's they're appointed by the mayor. The vetting process there isn't, you know, really what we'd like to see. So we would like to see more inclusion in that, but separately have a separate advisory board committee when it comes to ethical, racial, and discrimination issues currently right now within the police department and the city as well, kind of twofold. We also will be having a think tank within this community initiative to review current policies or programs that could benefit both the police and members of the community, specifically people of color, Black people, but also all residents of Allentown, because it's not just exclusive to, you know, to what our movement is. But we are looking to touch on a couple of different things that we would need the city and the Allentown Police Department's cooperation on, because we can't do it alone.
How are you feeling about the future right now?
I'm feeling nervous and hopeful. I say nervous because as a Black man in this country, the past wasn't always great to us. The present wasn't always great to us. And I'm nervous to see if the future is going to be great for us as well. But what I will say is that I have not seen, even with Trayvon Martin being killed and some of these other people being killed, some of these Black lives being killed, I haven't seen this amount of movement, organized movement across the country, I mean, in France, in United Kingdom, all over. And what's really important, who's really stepping up out right now are our allies, because our voice is powerful to an extent, to a limit. We need our allies out there to help us as well. So it's promising because I'm seeing more allies step up. I'm seeing more people, you know, voice their concern. And, you know, whether they have mixed children or whether, you know, their children are just Caucasian, they're saying, hey, this happened to my son. This happened to my daughter. I wouldn't know what to do, but I would want you to stand with me in solidarity, and I would fight So we're seeing that they're getting out here and fighting with us, and it's turning into a movement for brown people and for all people. And that's the hope that I'm seeing here. I'm still nervous. You know, I don't know where it's going to go, but I know that we're not done fighting yet, and we're not tired yet. So we're going to keep moving for our next generation. We need to have an America, a world where my son, your kids, you know, anybody's kids can grow up and be okay, be safe.
That was Justin Fields of Black Lives Matter, who will be speaking with Allentown's mayor and chief of police tomorrow about creating a more diverse city workforce, increasing police transparency, and reforming use of force policies. This is WLVR News.